Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. Is it possible for a Christian to deny the Lord? I mean, is it possible for someone who reads the Bible and goes to church to deny his Lord even while he's doing these activities? I do not mean by denying the Lord that you will tell others you do not believe in him, or like Peter, you will deny any association with him. So let me clarify. Failure to discern dispensational truth, that is to rightly divide the word of truth, failure to recognize the special message and apostleship of Paul, brings us to the point of denying the Lord. Now, I've heard objections from churchgoers that they love the words of Christ himself in the Gospels. Now, let me be clear. I believe that every word that we find in the four Gospels is true. So please, since I may be questioning your loyalty, hear me out. I do not mean to harm you. I'm no better than you. The problem with the belief that the words of Christ and the Gospels are the most important really amounts to the assumption that the Gospels are better than the rest of Scriptures. But God, who spoke in the Gospels, also spoke in the Epistles as well. And we also find that some things that were said in the Gospels were superseded by the Epistles. So, is it obedience or faithfulness if we persist in trying to obey a command the Lord gave, which he canceled or modified in the Epistles? God spoke through Moses, so why don't we keep every command that's in those five books? Because the same Lord who spoke at Mount Sinai has spoken again since then. It is not disobedience if others have followed the later commands instead of the earlier ones. The four Gospels were not the last things that God said. After the Gospels, we have the Acts. The Acts is the Lord working with the apostles through the Spirit. Then, at the end of Acts, the nation of Israel was set aside and a new set of instructions was given by Paul's post-Acts ministry. These seven letters, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, are to us today. We were never connected with the Jewish nation. We were never connected with the Acts period church with all of its miraculous gifts. But we belong to the church of the dispensation of the mystery. All scripture is for us, but it is not all about us or to us. And since this is true, we have to be faithful to that portion of scripture that is to and about us if we want to follow our Lord and our God. Paul said in Romans 15 that Christ was a minister of the circumcision to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles would glorify God for his mercy. Now, Gentile blessing was no mystery. Genesis 12 tells us that all the nations would be blessed in Abraham's seed. Israel was the kingdom of priests, and the other nations were to be blessed through them, and it will yet happen. But this kingdom truth has no relation to the dispensation of the mystery. When the Lord was on earth, he said to the Jewish believers, "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his fathers with his holy angels." And he also said, "But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." Here we have the solemn warning of denying and being ashamed of the Lord. Now let's listen to the Apostle Paul. Paul said, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner." It is still the same Lord, but not the same message and mouthpiece. In Mark, it is the title Son of Man. In 2 Timothy, it is the Lord. The title Son of Man is linked with the kingdom, not with the church of the mystery. Paul never uses the title Son of Man. Paul also says, if we deny him, he will also deny us. So we have being ashamed and denying the Lord in both dispensations, and it can happen today. If there is a new dispensation that God gave to Paul since the Gospels and the Acts, then it is clear that if we seek to obey commands, entertain hopes, and proclaim a gospel that belongs to another dispensation, we shall be guilty of denying the Lord and ashamed of his testimony. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.